The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Mine, you're perfect. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM today, Friday, October 31st, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. You know when...
And I shall be your co-host for the day. This is LeBron Minnis, a.k.a. DJ Titus.
Thank you very much. In the studio, we actually have the representative of the great, the only school in the Bahamas, because there's only one school in the Bahamas. Everybody should know what school I'm talking about, right? We're talking about St. Augustine's College on Bernard Road, Fox Hill. We have the vice principal of administration and external affairs, and of course, we have my friend, my cousin, the dean of students, who's Vernice Cargill. They are in studio to talk about the big things that SAC is doing. They had a number of events in the past couple of weeks, but they're still celebrating their 80th year of existence, right? I went on the campus recently, I think Progress Report, and I saw the daughter of my old principal, Lou Adley. So you see me getting all teary-eyed because she used to drop me home. She didn't recognize me. I didn't say anything, right? And I said, this lady used to drop me home and I had no ride. I think she's a post-teen, you know, you're like 17, yeah. 18, 19. And her father, you say, drop him home. So seeing her, and she's a PE coach there, I got in my feelings and I said, Lord, look how it spins right round. But I'm excited. I am excited to have St. Augustine's College in studio today to explain what the big things they are doing there at the college. And that's how the principal, Marisi Thompson is calling the college. You know, that's something big too. But let's, without further ado, let me speak to Vice Principal of Administration and External Affairs, Ms. Dawn Johnson, and then she'll go and introduce her dean and explain why they are in studio today.
Good morning, C.A. Nuri.
Go ahead. I can't hear it that much, so let me make sure the mic is on and go ahead again.
Good morning, C.A. Nuri. Good morning, Bahamas. We are here representing the college, St. Augustine's College. I, along with my Dean of Students, Ms. Vernice Cargill, we are both actually class of 1985.
Oh, so young though.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Wow, so, you know, SAC is keeping us very, very, very young. And, you know, that's where the fountain of youth is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Vernice?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so today we are actually still in the middle of our 80th anniversary year, from 1945 to 2025. So we've been in existence for 80 years now. And we have been having a lot of activities and events for the year. And I will let Ms. Cargill tell you about them.
Okay.
And then we'll come down to our next event, which is our boat cruise, which will be held this Friday, November 7th at 7 p.m. That's the boarding time. So, Vernice, can you tell C.A. Nuri and the Bahamas exactly what we were doing for the whole entire year, 2025?
Oh, definitely. Good morning, Mr. Nuri, Mr. Minnis, and good morning, Bahamas. As was said already, we are celebrating our 80th anniversary. We have 80 years of excellence, 80 years of accomplishments, 80 years of excitement. And to celebrate our anniversary, we first of all had a Fox Hill breakfast. This was a community service outreach project in January where we served over 200 individuals. Breakfast, we had our students involved, we had teachers involved, we had administration involved, because we are one SAC family. And of course, being in the Fox Hill area, we also embrace the Fox Hill family. So we served them during January, the breakfast. Additionally, we had a convocation where we had an opening celebration, religious service, and we invited alumni, we invited parents, we invited friends of the college, and we had a wonderful time with that experience. We've had an old school Under the Stars dance right there on the campus, Red Square, that we all know about. We had the community gather And we had a wonderful time with music, with dance, with friendship, with laughter. We also had Sakurama. Sakurama has been suspended from 2012, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And we had a return of Sakurama in this glorious 80th anniversary.
Thank you very much for hosting it again.
So we had alumni coming. It was a back to SAC event.
It was a back to SAC, definitely.
Because we had the alumni coming and supporting, and they set up the stalls and they worked the stalls. Yes. It was tremendous support from the alumni, which we totally appreciated.
When's the next Sakurama?
Hopefully next year.
Okay.
Yes, it's in the plans.
A homecoming. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yes, homecoming.
Yeah, that was a part of the homecoming event. So we had a number of events associated with homecoming, which included the Sakurama event as well as a Red Cup event that we had. Basically a pool party where, and this attracted a lot of the younger generations. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we expand over 80 years. Mm-hmm. We've been down through the decades. And the younger generations were extremely happy to come out and be a part of that event around the pool, having a celebration. We also had a school walkathon mm-hmm. where our students, as well as teachers, and we had some parents joined us as well, where we traversed the Fox Hill area, leaving from the Prince Charles entrance, mm-hmm. going around and entering back on the Burnett Road side. And even after that walk, we had the students and the teachers as well, and I joined in, still had the energy to run up that hill.
No. But go ahead.
Still had that energy to run up that hill. That's how much pride and how much excitement that we were filled with. And then we had the gala ball in May. Mm-hmm. And that was an event to behold.
I saw the pictures.
Yes, mm-hmm. to see the decades that were represented, to see all of the glamour, to celebrate those who went before us, those who built, those we built upon, whose shoulders we stand upon, mm-hmm. and those who would have contributed so greatly to the college. So that event was extremely well attended, well received, and we had a wonderful time, an awesome time celebrating SAC again. Mm-hmm. And this is bringing us now into our boat cruise.
I want to talk about the boat cruise.
Okay.
I can let Miss Johnson talk about the boat cruise, but it's too much things in between I want to talk about before we get to the boat cruise. The boat cruise you can save last because I know you got to sell that, right?
Yes, got to sell that.
The other day, you all had some kind of dress-up day.
What
kind of dress-up day you had?
We had character day yesterday. And, you know, all of our students take literature as part of their program. And in their literature books, you have characters. So they dressed up as those characters. They spoke about the characters. It was really, really, really awesome.
I want to ask you about this because my child says she had to do cross country. And she shouted, "Daddy, I did it for points." I'm not sure what she means by that. But what is cross country and what is she talking about? She did it for points.
Well, we have an inter-house competition. We have four houses, Alcuin, Bernard, Leonard, and Seaton. So the houses compete to, of course, see who can get the most points. Mm-hmm. The house that has the most points, of course, wins the competition. So students from all go out and support your house, go out and represent. So you not only have athletes, you have students who wouldn't normally participate.
She doesn't like do anything.
Track and field events. Mm-hmm. And they came out and they supported their house in numbers, especially the we started off the first day with the Bantams and the juniors.
Yes, she's a Bantam.
It was a wonderful start to the whole cross-country mm-hmm.
what is
competition.
Cross-country?
Cross-country is it's a longer race. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how long the cross-country is.
I think it's about 2 miles.
2 miles. Yes. You let my child walk 2 miles. My Lord.
Some walk, some run, some did a combination. Mm-hmm. So they start from the track, they work their way around by the cafeteria. They go up the hills, go up and down the big hill.
My Lord.
In the back of the monastery, up the stairs. Mm-hmm. And then they go around another set of hills, down again, come up the big hill, and then return back to the area on the track nearby the basketball court.
She come out, "I did it for points, Daddy.
Many of them did it for points. And, you know, That's what we want. We want the students participating. We want the students contributing. Mm-hmm. So it's not always just about winning. It's about development. It's about growth. It's about recognizing that you're a part of a community and mm-hmm. being able to contribute to that community. And in this instance, it was contributing to their houses. Mm-hmm. But you see, that also builds in with contributing to your school. It builds in with contributing to our entire community that we live in, the society that we're a part of. So it's actually entails to bring about a productive citizen who will contribute to the society in which we live and the society we want to build up this Bahamas.
Good.
So it started with this, you know, simple things like this.
Now, I haven't reached to the boat cruise now because she brought home steak tickets. What happened to the steak tickets? I'm going to go through the whole gamut.
Well, those tickets represent our every year we have our annual stakeout sponsored by the Parents Teachers Association, the PDA, and it's always around November. So each child gets to bring home two tickets. Then we ask you to purchase or get more tickets so that the event can be successful. Mm. And the main incentive is if you sell, a student or their parents sell it, more than 150 or the most over 150, they get a free term school fee. So CA, it's not too late for your daughter to participate, and I can deliver those 150 tickets to you today.
She must have don't know CA. Nuri, I'm from Ackland.
And you know, CA, it's important for events like this to be supported. Mm-hmm. This is a fundraising event. Mm-hmm. When you take into consideration the school fees and the expenses of a school, mm-hmm. the school fees are not enough to pay all of the expenses of the school. So we have additional events to aid in that. So when you support something like this, you're supporting the school.
Yes.
You're supporting your child.
I am committed.
And really and truly, when you look at the contributions of the school, you're actually supporting our community.
Mm-hmm. So now, Miss Johnson, this boat cruise. Because you come here talking about, I come here to talk about the boat cruise. You could talk about the boat cruise. What's this boat cruise about?
Well, again, it's in celebration of our 18th anniversary. So, you know, the committee plans many events, and the boat cruise is the last event. There may be one more we're not sure of yet, but we definitely, this one will take place next week, Friday, November 7th. Now, this boat cruise, we want all of our alumni. Mm-hmm. Well, not all. We only can hold 350. Mm-hmm. So we have those tickets at SAC, and we are expecting those alumni to call in and order their tickets. If you order five or more, we will deliver those tickets to you.
Delivery too. Okay.
Yes. Why not? That's the incentive. Mm-hmm. You know, you're busy and you want those tickets.
You won't tell me how much a ticket costs.
Can't come. I'm getting there. Okay. Can't come way to Fox Hill. We will bring those tickets to you. Mm-hmm. Those tickets are
$50.
That's a donation of $50. Of course, it goes to our capital development.
Yes.
To, you know, SAC is a very old school. We're 80 years. So we have a lot of repairs, a lot of things to do. We have our track to complete.
Which
we have so many plans. So this is in support of those capital development projects.
Okay, so it's $50 for this boat cruise
ticket. $50.
When is the boat cruise?
Next week, Friday, November 7th.
November 7th.
Yes.
And what time?
Well, we board at 7 and we sail at 8 and we sail until 11 p.m.
So it's from 7. I was going to say from 8. So from 7 till 11 p.m., you'll be in Nassau Harbor sailing around.
Yes, sir.
And any kind of libations or food or
music?
Well,
absolutely.
I need to hear about the music and the libation.
We will have food for sale, mm-hmm. and we will have drinks. And as you come onto the boat, we will give you a free drink.
I like free things.
Yes, so come on down.
So I pay my $50, right? And I can buy my ticket from the school.
School, yes.
Right? And if I buy five, mm-hmm. y'all can deliver it for me. Wherever I is, I live in Yamacraw, I live all the way Old South. Y'all can come and drop it off.
We're going to drop that off for you.
Okay, good. And that's $50, five tickets, you get a delivery. And you say I get a free drink upon entry?
Yes.
Okay. And who's the DJ?
Who's the DJ? Miss Cargill, who's the DJ?
Barry the Pusher.
Barry the Pusher. Oh,
so okay. Yeah, we have a DJ that has DJ throughout the decades.
Okay.
And when we look at this event, we'll be looking at catering throughout the decades. Mm. So we will go from the music of the 60s straight up.
I won't hear no 60s music. I won't hear 90s music.
I'm giving you the starting point.
Because
we look at music from the 60s, then we look at the grooving 70s, we look at the dance floor of the 80s.
Uh-huh. Now.
And then we had that rhythm.
Yes.
Of the 90s.
You can't speed it up. You got to say it slowly. Go ahead.
The rhythm.
All of the music of the 90s.
Of the 90s. Okay. Moving straight into the 2000s.
So this is not a regular boat cruise. This is a boat cruise experience.
It's a boat cruise experience that spans the decades. So we're looking at rhythm. We're looking at that music for you to enjoy. We're looking at dance.
And your food for sale.
Food for sale.
And get libations.
And
drinks.
And, right. And better than that, we're looking at good company.
Good company.
Good company, fellowship. Mm-hmm. We're looking at laughs. We're looking at memories. Memories throughout the decades. Being experienced in this one place.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you know, we did say SAC alumni, but it's not only limited to SAC alumni.
Oh, no. So anyone who wants experience like that.
Because we do have friends of the college.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we have people that, when we have this Under the Stars events, we have People come and join us. They come and enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. So they're welcome as well.
So y'all only use this one DJ for all of y'all events?
No, we have different DJs that we have used.
Then y'all need to include me now.
Okay.
We'll have to make a note of your name. And if I'm not mistaken, it's LeBron Minnis. So Bahamas, we all heard that LeBron Minnis.
Yeah, LJ Minnis, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to write that.
Write that down.
Yes.
Okay.
But
I don't remember. If y'all can remember CA New, y'all can remember LJ.
No, I used to star. No, I used to star. I can't remember you. You understand? I used to star on the radio show. Right? So they remember me. But
LeBron wants to take over.
I see that. But I want to thank you both for passing by and explaining all the big things that SAC has been doing for the past eight years. And also to give us, the listening audience, information on what have you been doing for the celebration. There's been a lot you've been doing for the past year.
I didn't mention the church service. We also had a church service.
We did.
Because when we looked at our opening service, it was a religious ceremony. Mm-hmm. And additionally, we had a church service at St. Joseph's Church where we gathered as a SAC family.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So next week, Friday.
Next week, Friday.
That's November
7th.
And you say, I got to be to the boat. What's the name of the boat?
Black Bear's Revenge.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice. Y'all spend some money. I see why, $50. So it's a Black Bear's Revenge. It's going to be November 7th, which is next week, Friday. Mm-hmm. They start boarding at 7 p.m.
Yes.
8 o'clock, you start sailing.
Sailing. Tickets be there on time.
Tickets are $50. You get a free drink when you come there, right? You can pick up tickets at the school, at the college, right? Come down to Bernard Road for that. But if you order 5, y'all can deliver it. Wherever you are, y'all can have somebody deliver the tickets.
Yes.
Right. And also happening, besides the big dance and boat cruise, you have that SAC stakeout that's coming up. You're going to give more information about that later on.
Yes.
Right? But I'm excited about this boat cruise.
We're excited as well.
I thought it's going to be looking old people.
Forward
this
to
is
it.
Not old people.
No.
Like,
we're not old.
1985. And, I thought it's going to be that generation.
But we are now, not old.
Wait, are you trying to indicate that 1985 is the old people?
Older than me.
But see, you know something? And I'm going to tell the SACers and alumni out there. If we have 10 graduates from each class mm-hmm. buying tickets, we're gonna have a good time.
Again, send me the flyer again.
I will.
Send it to my class. Let them know that they need to buy. I mean, 10 of us at minimum. Mm-hmm. Need to buy some tickets.
That's right.
And we're going to represent the 1990s and come and dance and show those who are circa 1985 how to still bend and dance and do instructions.
That's right.
A different era. I understand. You know, none of y'all have gray hairs, but I understand y'all be.
That's before me too. So.
No, nothing. No. I have some gray hair, but nothing extra goes there. Whatever you see, this is it.
That's it.
Thank you very much, our Vice Principal of Administration and External Affairs, Ms. Dawn Johnson,
yes.
And of course, my cousin, Ms. Vernice Cargill, Dean of Students at SAC. My child doesn't know her, so I'm good and happy for that because I don't want my child to know Ms. Cargill. That means that's a problem. She's in the dean's office, and that means cut behind or detention. Do you all still give detention?
Yeah,
we still give detention.
I think I have the record. I'm not sure if you can correct it. When I left, I had 42 days of detention.
What?
Anyone have that type of numbers anymore?
I'm not sure.
See? That's why people still remember me. I had 42 days of detention. Oh, and say, wow. What I do so?
You're the record keeper.
But you know, what we do with detention as well as the assignment. We have assignments for detention.
Really?
They're reflective in nature to get you to think about why you're here, what you can do not to get hair again. So it's actually an opportunity for growth and development.
You're different.
So just before y'all go, right, are you going to have any Christmas events? Nothing for Christmas?
Well, maybe. We're planning something, but we cannot say it yet until it's concrete.
There you go.
Okay, then.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you,
and
C.A.
And I'll see you on the campus.
Always a pleasure.
Right, wonderful.
Take care.
Call you in for your x-ray shortly. That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM, right? We just had the members of the St. Augustine's College here, but is breaking news. Independent Tribune, the headline reads, major groups to sit out Junkanoo. Of course, this caused controversy. All kind of Junkanoo people, Junkanoos, start inbox me. Is this true? I said, I mean, what is in the, is this true? And you're a member of major Junkanoo groups. You should know whether this is true. And they said, Nuri, you got to talk about this. I said, no, I'm not talking about it. If I'm going to talk about it, I can wait till Monday, next week, so we can find out whether any of this is true. Because clearly the members of the Junkanoo groups, these major Junkanoo groups, and I can list in the major Junkanoo groups shortly, are not aware. Apparently there was no meeting. Apparently there is no consensus. And I said, I got to talk about this. But just in, the JCNP sent me two memos. Memos to their membership, that means the people who don't come to the meetings, because only representatives come to the JCNP, but the broader Junkanoo committee, community, and of course the government, and of course we, the Junkanoos, the people who spectate the Junkanoo, we are Junkanoo, it is a letter to us to let us know what they plan to do. And I shall read these letters because a number of people listening do not know that the JCNP sent out these memos to us and what these memos mean. So I'm going to read both letters because they sent out two different letters. I'm not sure. I can check my phone to see if the Ministry of Culture has responded as yet. But including the big major groups, I'm going to call them big major groups right now, the Saxon Superstars, Roots Junkanoo Group, One Family Junkanoo Group, the Original Valley Boys, established 1958, the Original Congos, the Redland Soldiers, the Mighty Eagles, the 12 Division Individual Participants, are no longer rushing on bay. They can rush someplace else. They can rush someplace else. They ain't a part of the government thing no more. They have withdrawn their participation in the junk new parade. Saxons don't rush no more. One Family don't rush no more. The original Valley Boys, 1958, do not rush no more. The Redland original Congos do not rush no more. The Redland Soldiers, the Mighty Eagles do not rush no more. They rush for a separate Junkanoo group. It ain't gonna be on Bay. It ain't gonna be with the government. It ain't gonna be on December 26th or January 1st. They can rush someplace else.
Coming up real soon, to be completely honest with y'all.
Yes, we know when Christmas is coming up. But I'm gonna read a letter. So it won't be me who coming to this conclusion. So you could call back and say, no, Nuri, that's not what they say. Or Nuri, yes, that's what they say. I'm not sure what's happening, but I'm gonna read the letter to you. I'm gonna read the letter to you and have you conclude what is happening and how come the membership don't know? How come nobody in the membership know that they ain't rushing no more? They're being pasting. But JCNP, it could be in the letter, said they're gonna have a people's rush. Everybody know what a people's rush is? You ain't gotta dress up in your costume. You just come out. It could be a people's rush. But I'm going to read the letter, the two letters, and let you come to a conclusion. Using the JCNP letterhead, the letter states, these new JCNP Junkanoo experiences will be a true celebration of the people for the people. They come at a time when the Bahamians have spoken loudly and clearly. In a recent Nassau Guardian public opinion poll, 75% of the respondents supported the JCNP continued role in managing the parades. Our celebrations will feature thrilling performances from some of the nation's most iconic and beloved groups, including the Saxon Superstars, Roots, One Family, the original Valley Boys established 1958, the original Congos, Redland Soldiers, the Mighty Eagles, and 12 division individual participants. In the coming days, the JCNP member groups will convene a combined group Junkanoo conclave to map out this new chapter, one built, one unity collaboration, and a shared commitment to preserving and promoting the authentic spirit of Junkanoo. As we have been from the start, we remain open always on ongoing dialogue and discussions with the government and all interested stakeholders, promote and to advance the fulsome expression of Junkanoo and related elements of the Bahamian culture. This is not the end of our story. It is the rebirth of a movement. Together, we will continue to honor, protect, and celebrate the heartbeat of our nation. For more information, please contact the JCNP Communications Office and they give the email. That's the first memo to its members or the extended members in the wider community. I'm going to read a next letter. This is the first of the two letters, right? This is dated Friday, October 31st, which is the day, 2025, for immediate release. It's captioned JCNP members groups move on from the annual government Junkanoo parades, launching new organic Junkanoo experience. So they're saying they move on. They ain't a part of the government Junkanoo parade. They're no longer a part of the national parade. Let's clear that up. They're no longer a part of the national parade that happens on December 26th and January 1st. They're no longer a part of that. And that's, I give you the list of all the Junkanoo groups who are no longer a part of that. They could be doing a people's rush instead. And the people's rush is going to be on Bay Street. I'm talking to Kermit. Kermit said, don't mind what's happening. The Junkanoo is going on Bay Street. And I'm saying, no. The JCN then speak. I hear you, Kermit. The Saxons ain't rushing no more. I keep on saying that. They could be, no, Kermit. Saxons ain't rushing no more. They could be doing, what do you call it? The display Junkanoo. Let's read the memo. Okay. Let's see. Nassau, Bahamas. The Junkanoo Corporation, New Providence, JCNP announces today its decisions to move forward from its traditional role as managers of the annual Boxing Day and New Year's Day Junkanoo parades, following the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture recent decision to remove the JCNP midway through the 2025 Junkanoo season, a move that disrupted months of planning and sponsorship development. While this decision closes a significant chapter in the long-standing partnership between the JCNP and the government of the Bahamas, we do so with gratitude for the years of collaboration and deep respect for our cultural heritage. We extend our best wishes to both the government and the National Junk Canoe Committee, the NJC, as they continue their stewardship of the national parade. However, as proud Bahamians and cultural custodians, the JCNP and its members group will exercise our constitutional right to peacefully assemble to celebrate Junk Canoe in its purest and most organic form. In that spirit, the JCNP will host two independent, community-driven Junk Canoe experiences on Bay Street this December and January at times and dates that will not conflict or compete with the government's event. I gotta read that part because that's important. I want the listening audience to call in and out. I see the lines light up. You can call and start texting. I want you to understand what the JCNP is proposing and what the Saxons are going to do, what Roots is going to do. There ain't a national parade no more. No, that finished with. The national parade is separate. They say they're going to do the People's Rush, right? And we know what a People's Rush is. So in the spirit of the JCNP, we'll host two independent, community-driven Junk Canoe experience on Bay. And this December and January are times and dates that will not conflict or compete with the government's events. We sincerely hope the government of the Bahamas will honor and support our right to parade freely as generation of Bahamians have done and not use its authority to hinder or to impede the will of the people. Well, the will of the people is a general people. So we have to analyze these things, right? First, I say congratulations to the JCNP. They have made the final decisions. The Saxons, the 1958 Valley Boys, One Family, Roots, and so on, will no longer participate in the annual Junk Canoe Parade. That's full stop. I want everybody here, right? According to other members of the Junk Canoe community, their leaders have not told them that they're not rushing anymore. They say it's a surprise. They call in people now. They say the group leaders didn't tell them nothing. All they do is preparing to rush, and now they're shocked. So I guess they'll have a meeting of all of these sorts to explain the way forward. So I put the word way forward. Go in there. You see that, Kermit? You're laughing now. I'd say that was funny. Now, I want to explore what it is that the JCNP is proposing. They're proposing to have a separate parade. They're not going to rush behind the government's parade. They're going to have a separate parade, and they're still asking for government support in terms of not thwarting their efforts. Cool. They say they want this parade, they want to be on Bay Street. You know the vendors on Bay Street are so mad that they're having the parades in general. So instead of having two, now they're having four.
Four, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the vendors, and I'm assuming the vendors need to put their concerns, and then the Junk Canoes have to, JCNP in particular, have to explain to the vendors why they should be allowed to interrupt Bay Street business even longer. I come to you now, Colin, right? Then we have to consider the bleachers. The government plays for beaches. Will the government allow a separate entity to use the bleachers for free? Or will they charge the new entity, the competing entity, right? Because this is a competing entity. They want to take over the government's thing. So government can't give them leeway to say, hey, y'all take over us. So one would assume that government would say, yes, you can maybe use it, but you have to pay. Yeah. You can't be using it for free. This also includes the lights and whatever it is. You can't expect it to be free. I don't care how much you say whatever it is. You have to pay. It's a separate private entity. Private entities need to pay. It's not a government-funded entity. Let's go to the first caller there. Guardian Radio AM. I'm here joined with LeBron Minnis, who's going to be my co-host for today. We're talking Junk Canoe. The JCNP say they quit. The JCNP and its membership say they quit. And they're asking for a separate Junk Canoe parade. I'm waiting for the Ministry of Culture to respond to it. I want to say, what say you? Caller, can you hear me? The caller have me a hold. You can clear that line. And you can call us at 323-623.
323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, you call in from the family island. It is 242-357-20. I see we have a caller again. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, the government should have never stay on that job.
We passed that. I hear you. We had callers who said that for 3 months now. Now we're talking about what's next. Now talk about what's next. What should be happening next? Go ahead.
They already messed up very much they could do now.
So now what should the JCNP do? You see that they strike. See, what you talk about, we then pass. We now on to what's happening now. What should the government do for the JCNP? What should the JCNP do? Should the government give access, free access to the bleachers to the JCNP? Or because it's a private group, right? Like all these other private entities, should they pay for their way going forward?
Yes.
So the government should charge for the bleachers?
Yes.
Should the government charge for the light?
Yes.
Should the government charge for the police?
Yes.
Man, I don't know if they could do it then if the government got to charge for it. You know how expensive to pay for all the police? The government normally assumes all that responsibility and pay for these things. But should they say, man, since you're doing culture too, even though you're making the money for yourself and not for the nation, should they say, man, no, you gotta pay for that now?
The government has the money.
So you ain't think the government should help them?
Yes.
Help them out?
With the finance.
Explain, help them for finance. I want you to have the chance. The government said they have their own parade. All of the monies that they have is for that national parade. If you want to do it for your own self, go ahead. But you got to finance itself. Go ahead, Kekola.
Yes, I believe the government should help them.
How and why?
With finance.
Should, okay. I see you keep repeating. We have a number of private entities that host their own private events. The government doesn't help them. You're saying moving forward, government got to pay for everybody straight across the board. Quality, you going? Okay. So we're talking about that. We're asking someone has to pay for the police force. Where's my second phone? Someone has to pay for the police force. It cannot be free, right? And I'm asking whether you think the government should pay that for the John Canoes. You know, at this present time, a number of the sponsors, John Canoe sponsors, who came on to sponsoring various John Canoe groups because of the government's endorsement, right? There's a reason why they sponsor, have now been withholding the money. Say, man, this is not what we called for. We support the government and we sponsor you because the government endorsed you. And a number of them now withholding the money say, no, this is not what we want. We want it for an international body. We want to be able to get comp tickets. We want to be able to have a production with the Alive Corporation and everything. And what the JCNP is offering at this present time is not what they sponsoring. Let's go to this caller now. Guardian Radio AM, you're on live, caller.
Hey, where's it, Nuri?
Rachel, what you say?
Nuri, I listened to that note. Dwight talk about it this morning, right? So I say that is a bunch of foolishness. Now watch this. The minister, Mario Willig, right?
Yeah,
he said, if any group isn't coming on Bay Street with the National Jungle Parade, will not be supported by the government. That's what he said.
That's the seed money he was talking about. Yeah,
no seed money. Mm-hmm. This ain't no seed money.
Go ahead.
He said anybody would try to do any other parade than the National Jungle Parade will not be supported by. That's what the minister said. So I listened to you with this thing of note. Dwight talked about it this morning, and Dwight said he don't believe it. He said because the JC and them didn't tell him nothing. And he was talking about it, though. But, Nuri, come on, man. If the government having a parade, right, why they going to pay for us, like you say, a private parade? Why they going to pay for something like that?
Mm.
Why they going to support that?
It makes no sense for me. But the JCNP said not just a private parade, because I believe in the private entities having a right to do anything. but they want to have a competing parade. And when I say competing, they want to have it on Bay 2.
They want to pick daytime.
They want to pick daytime.
They can't do that.
We'll see.
They don't have no power to do that.
We will see what Mario Boleg decides. We will see what the JCNP responds. The people say, the JCNP, they say they want to have a people's rush.
I was talking to my brother just now, right? My brother's a Saxon.
Yeah.
Right?
He knew this was happening. Did he know this was happening?
He said he don't know what they're talking about.
The leaders didn't tell nobody yet.
All about on Facebook and thing, and he's trying to figure out where that come from.
Yeah, the leaders haven't told the membership yet that they're having a people's rush instead.
But them people, Nuri, you know them fellas within the JCN, they're no leaders of the groups, them, you know. They are not leaders. They are ones what was chosen to awake in the JCN. They are not leaders.
They represent the group. I don't know. I've been a Saxon all my life, Nui. I don't know that way beyond.
My sister's rush on the side of Wallop. She's the dancing queen for the Saxon. She had to tell me who he is. I don't know him.
Dion is the chair of the JCNP. I'm not sure if he's the representative. Yeah, the representative for the JCNP is, oh God, I had the name. The name soon come back to me. Caesar? Well, the name soon come back to me. I don't think he represents the Saxons at his capacity. He is like an independent.
They said he's from the Saxons.
He is from the Saxons, but he doesn't represent the Saxons on the board. He is the chairman of the board.
I know what he is. He's a chairman of the JCBN.
Yes. But the representative for the Saxons is somebody different on this particular committee. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I didn't even know that part. I thought they say it's him. But all I'm saying is, Nuri.
Austin. Yes. Yeah. Toby Austin is the chair, representative.
So, Kobe is the thingam for the Saxon.
And he represents them on the JCMB.
He ain't on the JCBN. He ain't on that.
Yes, he is.
He's not on that.
Okay, we
can. I can tell you he ain't on that.
No problem.
I know him.
Okay.
I know him, Nui. He's the chairman for the Saxon. That's what he is.
Yeah. But Skullaboo, I have the whole line light up. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
I'm going to let these people have their 2 cents in this conversation.
Yeah. That's it.
Kermit, next person. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, hey, how you doing, Nui? C. Allen Johnson, critical thinker.
Go ahead.
Nui, just let me say, the questions you're asking are anti-constitutional. Here's why. You don't pay for the police. In fact, if you organize, you have a right to organize in the Bahamas, protected by the Constitution. The police doesn't have to show up. You don't need the police permission. The police shows up to make sure that order, anytime a large crowd, for good order of the event and to protect.
Can the police patrol the whole Bahamas and produce enough police officers on Bay Street 2, 3, 4, 5 times within 1 month and our crime? If they can't do it, do you support them denying it?
No, they can't deny it.
The police say they cannot police it.
Oh no, but then you fire the national security minister.
No, you can't fire the national security. They say they can't do it. Full stop. You hear me? They say they can't do it. So they deny it. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM. This person's air. Hang up that caller and tell him call back there, Kermit. I have a text says, good day. Sounds like we are going to have a people's rush. No groups, just behemoths expressing and enjoying their culture like how it used to be way back in the day. That's way back in the day. That's about 100 odd years ago, man. It's a new social revolution through John Canoe. The next text says, the JCMP need to not use the government things. The government should remove the equipment, bleachers, and what's not. Like John Canoe be as it used to be in the early 80s and early 90s. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. Kermit Kanakis, please. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Are you live, man? I'm doing well. I'm here with LeBron.
It's Skullaboo. Let me give you the information. Dion Miller was my right hand man before I retired. That's his son. That's Ron Miller Jr. Mm-hmm. He basically grew up with my chef. He says, I love the Bahamas. I love my people. I love my country. I know what it did for this country. My kids and grandkids rushing and all. although I don't want them rush. See, what really happened is that it's time, see, Mario Bolick, he can be taught a lesson. He can be taught a lesson. He can cause a lot of people to lose their seats. He can be taught a lesson. See, the two people who you don't fool with, the drunkenness in this country and the church. And this cool, John.
Not the union? People, not the teachers? Not the Bahamian people? How come you excluding so much people, man?
Man, okay, see the rest of them grow up and they don't like the Bahamian people. See, I know what I'm saying. They're going to take a fine. People come to this country illegally, break all kind of law, and they get rewarded. People do all kind of bad things in this country and they get rewarded. Hey, you have any idea how much money is we
but JJ,
pump in this country?
JJ, what if I tell you the majority of junk news support what Mario Bolick is doing?
What if I tell you the majority of
Junk News support with Mario Bowlegs, the same way how no members know that they canceled Junk News? None of them know. Because they ain't tell nobody. Because they will rush on Bay Street with the...
But I
want to talk to you. We're going back and forth. You know I never hang up on you. You's family, right?
Go ahead.
If the majority of Junk News support what the government is doing, but they do not support the JCNP. But the leaders support the JCNP, what they're doing. We're now at a point where there's confusion.
Mm-hmm.
When I know this John Canoe. When the John Canoes get tired of how the leaders, not for the Valley Boys, because he can't fire them. Only they have no democracy there. When the membership get tired of the leaders, what do they do to the leaders?
Run them out.
Any minute now.
Run them out.
The people will rush. Any minute now. You know what?
Let me give you a little history.
Go ahead.
They wanted to move us off of Bay Street. Put them with the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
He was Switzerland.
Yeah.
I was no fool and think there. We, 10,000 was drunk. We used to go to officer and we stopped that. But then tell, I used to get a minister at the time. Tell him, leave the drunk alone.
Mm-hmm.
10,000, that's it. But old fool, we can shut this country down.
Mm-hmm.
See, the world up. As much as I like him, all he's one, he's a leader, but he got one. The young people, all is on the same equal footing. They doing his work, you know, for free.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell my old boy, like, go and watch, you know, what's he like? My brother, my two brothers got back for the way now, they're from big costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Huh? They don't give the people nothing.
I understand.
And he can cause so much problem. What the same problem that happened in this country? Watch.
I will watch, JJ. I appreciate it. This text says, the person who buys tickets for the Junkadoo, are they the ones who pay for the bleachers, lightings, police, protection, and whatever?
Maybe that's what's probably going to happen for real.
And the people who pay for buy the tickets, that money goes to prize money. They don't pay for the bleachers, the lightings, and the police protection. That's two separate things. The government has paid in advance the bleachers and turned that money over to the JCNP. Is the ones who receive the money from the selling of the beaches, and they use that as seed money. So I'm just hoping that people get clear with that. This next essay, so will the groups that receive the seed money, will they return that money back to the government? I don't know. One would assume that there'll be press conferences or press releases coming out to explain what is the next step. All of this should have been happening one at a time as we go on. So good morning, the PLP government has to go. Why are they interfering with our prize possession Junkanoo? This is our highest form of cultural expression. Look at the PLP performance. Everything they touch turns to ruin. And that might be so. But the issue here is not whether the government should be doing this or interrupting. The issue is Junkanoo is not going well. Someone needs to take charge to improve Junkanoo. The government said they have a mandate to make it a festival. They've been trying to do it for the last 20 years. They have some ideas, and this is what they said. They say, hey, JCNP, come partner with us as we make it a festival. JCNP say, no, we ain't following this bill. This ain't for us. We need a festival, right? And they said, we only negotiate so we get to the next level, right? And that's where we are. The Junkanoo saying one thing, the JCNP saying one thing, and the leaders of the Junkanoo group saying the next thing, and the members are quiet.
But
they don't have a voice at all.
The main question is, why would they put this notice out there and there's no solid blueprint as to what's going to happen?
That's bad. Let's go to the next caller. I understand what you're saying, but let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're about to leave. Let me get your last caller. Go ahead, caller.
Holidays are stacking away so long with you and your... I guess.
Let me ask you one question before you start, Brayman. You ready?
Go ahead.
Did anyone tell you you're in Russian?
Well.
Just yes or no?
Well,
Yes, yes, and no, Brim. No, well, I mean, you know what I mean by Tingham. I mean, as a junk
canoe. Let me make it simple. Now, the majority of Russians, right, junk canoes, that Russians, right, say does not get paid. We does not get paid. We put our own money into that. So, not going on Bay Street to satisfy people's ego, you know. That's only natural for us not to go.
Okay. Don't rush no more. That's what he said. Me ain't rushing no more in life. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I got to talk about this.
Is this a trick or is this a truth?
It could be either one. This might be a trick. We're going to talk about this again next week sometime. Just to hash out and go line by line. We are more likely there could be more press release. I put it on my Facebook page that people will be able to speak about it. And see and read what is happening. Breaking news. Saxons, once part of the Valley, roots, one family. They say they ain't rushing no more.
And ladies and gentlemen, y'all be safe this Halloween, eh? No.
Remember, we gotta go. Have a wonderful day. Yeah.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.